You're locked into Elevated Radio FM. Radio FM.
And welcome to Elevated Radio. My name is Rick Delgado. I'm your host, and welcome to Our Beliefs Define Our Universe with our guest, Ellie Rosell. Ellie, she is the co-owner of Core Belief Engineering Limited, based out of White Rock, British Columbia in Canada. If you do want to find out more about the great work that she does, feel free to give them a call or reach out to her through her website, corebelief.ca. That's C-O-R-E, belief.ca. You can also find out more by ringing her up on their main line, 604-536-7402. And you can say hello to her right here, right now as well. Ellie, welcome back to the program, and how are you?
I am doing just fantastic today.
All right. Great to hear. I know we've got a lot of great stuff that you want to cover, so we're going to jump into it in just a moment. But for anybody who could be hearing you or hearing us for the first time, Ellie, do me a favor. Tell them all about yourself and what you do at Core Belief Engineering Counseling.
Okay. Well, I'll put out the Reader's Digest version here since we have been through it before.
All right.
Basically, this has been going on since about 1984. I've worked to cure my own problems, which were pretty serious and debilitating, and I was somehow managed to create this method for through a lot of experimentation and a lot of research to create this method of making changes in the human mind that are lasting and gentle, and it's a guided inner dialogue and questioning process where we work with the conscious mind and the various parts of the mind and levels of the mind that are involved with the problem that we want to solve. And we explore the beliefs and the premises by which every action and every thing is, you know, every action and every thought really are driven by. So the belief is like the premise underneath everything. There's emotion attached to belief. There's cognitive considerations attached to beliefs, and there's also benefit structures. And it's impossible to just change a belief by changing the words of the belief.
Right.
It's a lot further than that. So
yeah.
I hope that gives a little bit of a quickie on that.
Well, you know what, and also to remind people that you're also an author, that you wrote the book Changing the Mind, Healing the Body, which, you know, basically is about what you were just talking about, you know, changing,
yeah,
you know, transforming those core beliefs, and how just by, you know, working on the mind part, it has a physical effect. And I think that gets lost on a lot of people. People don't realize that, you know, what you think about,
right,
you will actually bring about. If you think, oh, I think I'm going to get sick, guess what? You're probably going to get sick.
That's right. And even if you're not thinking about that consciously, there may be, my mother was sick with this, so now I have to be, or I will probably be.
Right. Yes.
There's a lot of beliefs around what cures us. We've been taught to believe that, you know, the only way to fix something is to do a medical approach, which I totally agree with medical approaches and alternative medical approaches. But there is a mental side to every symptom we have, and an emotional side, and you know, we can help things out with supplements, but if we are still having a benefit structure to being sick, then we're going to continue to be sick.
Yeah, because your body's generating that I guess sick energy, right? Like that, it draws it in.
That's right. It's following the instructions that you've given it, but even though you may not remember giving them,
or you might not even want it. But because,
because
it's in your head, it's still going to happen.
That's right. Exactly. Most people don't want to be sick. I know very few people who actually consciously say, yeah, I like being sick. I don't know if I've ever met anybody.
Yeah, those people are weird, I think.
Right. Well, they're happy.
Yeah. if until they get better, and then they're like, oh, I'm miserable. I need to get sick again.
That's right.
you know what's so interesting, too, because I do know someone, Ellie, that has this, I want to say, fear. Yeah, fear is the best word. Being affected by ALS because her father was. And
okay.
So in the back of her mind, she's kind of always had that. And she's, you know, she's like, I know it can run in families. I want to make sure that the kids don't have to deal
have
with,
it.
Say, head injuries, because that can be a trigger. Right. But then she actually went to a spiritualist, psychic, medium, whatever, whatever they're called. Got in touch with the spirit of her father, who told her, "Look, I already carried that for our family. You don't have to worry about it." And I feel like that may have released that anxiety that she's been carrying.
Exactly. And that's a really interesting thing. We're sort of sliding into another realm, talking to the other, quote, other side.
Right.
And the father coming forth and saying, "Okay, I release you of this because I've already done it. You don't need to experience this again."
Right.
And the person, well, it must have been a huge relief for her. And at some level, she'd be able to sleep better at night.
Yeah, probably, because I know that was a big concern. Made her say, "You know what? My son's not playing football anymore." After she looked into some of the other causes, and like, "All right, well, you know what? Hopefully this eases your mind." And when your mind is at ease, then and I might sound a little corny here, Ellie, mm-hmm. but you free it of dis-ease, right?
That's right. Look, absolutely. No, you're not corny at all.
I'm paying attention.
The power of our minds is unbelievable. And the thing is, we're not really taught. We should be taught emotions 101 when we're in kindergarten. And we should be taught, how to manage your thoughts and how to, just how to know ourselves. That's so not ever covered in our regular schools.
Right.
I mean, this is why this is why these businesses that are on your station are there. That's why people are offering remedial work that we should have had a long time ago.
Right. Yeah, things that unfortunately, we weren't taught as kids, whether it be at home or at school or at some point in our lives, it comes much, much later, unfortunately. But now it seems like, Ellie, there's a lot more of an awakening of Eastern medicine and things like this, where it can be very beneficial to our overall, physical health as well as mental.
Absolutely. Yeah, the meditation is amazing. There's many ways to change beliefs. And like, for example, talking to the girl's father probably did change her belief. You never know what is going to cause a person to actually shift a belief in such a way that their mental, emotional, and physical health improves. But the process that I do will help people make those changes. Right. It can be drastic change.
When you're dealing with core beliefs and values and such like that that have been kind of ingrained, once you're able to kind of break the negative ones, that's got to open up a world of possibilities.
It does. It does. And sometimes it's a little bit of a shock when a person has actually shifted a core belief at a very deep level. It's like the world looks different. They're reacting differently to things. Mm-hmm. People even feel their energy has changed, and they'll make different choices. They'll do things they didn't dare do. Certain fears are gone. It's amazing to see this is part of the reason I guess it fuels me to do this work, is because I see these little, sometimes huge and sometimes mini awakenings in people. And it doesn't seem to matter whether they're highly religious or spiritual or not. If they're an atheist, it seems like they're able to work with their inner beliefs.
Yeah, and you know what? It can happen on all different levels. It doesn't have to be just health and wellness. It could be, a core belief about yourself in terms of, how good am I at this job, or
that's
something,
right,
something like that. Or
do I deserve to be successful?
Does
God even love me? You know, it's...
I remember as a kid growing up, I was on the school track team and, doing all that stuff. And as a ninth grader, I was kind of at a certain level, and one race changed my entire, I want to say, career in terms of, because all of a sudden it was like there was this breakthrough event where I had a great time and showing. And it's amazing. People look at you differently. They expect more. You expect more from yourself. And you're like, "Well, I guess I can do even more now."
But exactly. And some people are actually afraid of that. They're afraid if they do well, then there's all this pressure going to be put on them that they have to continue doing well. And, it's like, okay, now that I've done a thing perfectly, I can never make a mistake again. I've seen some people get stuck in that one.
Right, yeah.
But, no, for me, it was similar. I shot the first perfect score in archery back in my early 20s. It was the first time I'd done anything quote unquote great, And it, you know, it blew me right out of the water that I could do something like that. You know, it was,
yeah. And it's amazing how it changes everything. Because now it's like, well, that wasn't so tough. And you know, you had this invisible barrier.
That's right.
In your head.
Exactly. And these invisible barriers are built by our own beliefs. And this is really important to look at. Because if we don't, well, we're just a victim, right, of whatever pre-programming we may have had, or maybe of decisions we made when we were immature.
Right.
You know, like, so you see your father being rough on your mother, which is not a fun thought. But then it's like, well, do I really trust men? You know, there's another whole big issue around trusting if people have been infidelity in a, in a relationship. That can be, the kids are seeing the heartbreak and the confusion that's brought up from something like that, and it becomes a lack of trust, and these things will just permeate their relationships.
Yeah, that's a great point. Hey, we do have a caller on the line for you, Ellie, so let's jump to that. Caller, hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, what's your name?
Hello, my name is Isha.
Hey, say hello to Ellie.
Hi, Ellie.
Hello, Isha.
Yes, I was wondering, because I think I understand what you mean, and because everyone's core beliefs are so different, shaped by different experiences, how do you go about changing that, and how long does it take?
Well, you know, it can take any... That's a good question, Isha. It can be an instant change, and it can be a slow, gradual change, depending on what you're personally ready for. Just like the core beliefs of each person may be very different. Also, the reason they're there is different for each person, and the reason for change is very different for each person. So that can make a big difference in the time. I prefer to do it as quickly as possible, simply because, you know, you don't want to be in therapy for 20 years or, you know, the idea is to make many, and there's many methods out there that you can use that will help change different aspects of a belief. But, the way we do it is through an internal, communication, helping you to guide yourself, your conscious mind, in dialogue and questioning with your subconscious mind, which is the parts of yourself that are still involved in supporting and holding on to limiting beliefs.
Right.
So it's done through, the way I do it is through a method that, you know, we of dialoguing and questioning that leads to the part of the mind where you can make a change. And usually it can take a few hours in the sitting. I take maybe anywhere from 2 to say 5 or 6 hours with a person, and we'll get through a process. And usually, because we set a goal as to what we want to accomplish, we usually accomplish that goal in 1 or 2 sessions. So I don't know if that answers your question.
Yes, it does.
Vary.
Thank you so much, Ellie.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for the call. We appreciate that, Isha, and we appreciate you listening as well. Again, if you want to reach out to Ellie privately and find out more about the great work she does and the CBE process of guided inner dialogue, well, then reach out to her. Best way to do that is through the website, corebelief.ca, that's C-O-R-E, belief.ca, or give her a call, 604-536-7402. We'll take this quick break and come back more with her after these words right here on Elevated Radio.
This is Charlotte on the night of the big Christmas party. Doesn't she look gorgeous, curled up on the sofa with a rotten cold? If only she'd taken Vicks First Defense Microgel Nasal Spray at the first sign of that cold. She could have helped trap the virus and stop it in its tracks. Still, there's always New Year's Eve.
Attack is the best form of defense. Now available at most Boots stores. Vicks First Defense Microgel Nasal Spray is not recommended for use in flu. Always read the leaflet.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic. Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're locked in to Elevated Radio FM.
And welcome back to Elevated Radio again. My name is Rick Delgado. I'm your host, and along with Ellie Roselle, you're listening to Our Beliefs Define Our Universe. And Ellie, of course, she is the owner of Core Belief Engineering. You can reach out to her through the website or by giving her a call. Either way, she'd be more than happy to hear from you by phone at 604-536-7402 or go to the website corebelief.ca. That's C-O-R-E, belief.ca. And I know, you know, when you hear Core Belief Engineering, it might sound a little scary and, you know, be like, oh, my goodness, she's going to cut my head open. No, she doesn't do that.
No, not at all. It's a very gentle process.
Right.
Very respectful. This is so important because each person comes with their, not just their core beliefs, but who they are. Sometimes that's kind of buried under core beliefs, but who they really are is what I'm looking for. And they are too, because that's what I think people seek help is because they feel they're sort of off track or they're not really somehow fulfilling what they know they can or what they long to do. They want to contribute more to the world. It's a journey for every person. And there are so many different ways and gurus you can follow. But the biggest, my goal with every client is to, in a sense, to put myself out of business because then they don't need me. Then they are self-autonomic, you know, the autonomic and autonomic, that they're autonomous. And able to consciously direct their own lives.
Right. Yeah. And you know what? The approach that you use called CBE, you've custom designed it, right? Because everybody's going to be different.
Yes, absolutely. Because some people are very advanced spiritually. I love it when I get somebody who's already who's done a huge amount of their own searching and delving into all that their mind can produce for them. And some people are very limited and some people are not. It doesn't seem to matter because even people who are very, very advanced will still find that they have some limiting core beliefs that they can work through and change and always grow.
Right. Now let me ask you this, Ellie, and we do have another caller. Caller, please hold on for a moment. But how much of that is caused by that wonderful thing we all have called the ego?
Well, you know, I have a very different model on the ego, and I could probably talk for an hour on that, so I'll be, again, Reader's Digest version here.
Okay.
I do think that we all are born with an ego, and I think that it's a normal aspect of us. I do see that our ego can get very bent and hurt and or just puffed up in a way that you've never had any humbling experiences in life. I don't want to say ego itself is the cause. It's the beliefs we hold will shape how the ego expresses itself. Mm-hmm. And like if I'm afraid of being wrong, let's just use that. I don't dare be wrong. If I'm wrong, I'm dead. And therefore, I have to always be one up to you and prove that you're wrong,
right,
and prove that I'm right. Okay, so there would be a scenario. And the whole thing about that is that would seem like a very egotistical person. And yet, if you strip down the ego to just its what we inherit, what we believe, you know, what we are born with, it's really just simply a sense of I, and it's important for us to have that sense of I, that I am me, you are you, and that our individuality is important. It's when it becomes where I'm going to put you down that there's a problem,
right,
because now I have my ego has to be the best or has to be the first. And children feel this way when they're born sometimes, and when you look at sibling rivalries springing up, but we're supposed to outgrow this. I mean, this is what I believe is we're meant to outgrow it and understand that, you know, we're all important and that each one of us has something unique to offer, and what you have to offer doesn't take away from what I have to offer.
Right. Yeah, but unfortunately, yeah. Like you said, you know, we should grow out of it, but a lot of people don't. And,
no.
You know, and the ego keeps getting fed or needs to be fed by certain, you know, certain things that you're talking about. And
Exactly.
All right. So let's go to this phone call. Thank you, caller, for holding. What's your name?
Hello, my name is Julie.
Hey, Julie, say hello to Ellie.
Hi, Julie.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's your question?
Okay. So I think my mom is suffering from bad core belief, and I keep telling her to stop being so negative because it will just make you sick. Am I on the right track with her?
Well, okay. I don't know. How are you convincing her to change?
Tell her, you know, like, look at it a different perspective, you know, kind of like rethink on that.
Is she listening?
Sometimes she does.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
moms are tough to change. Their core beliefs have been in charge a whole lot longer than ours.
That's right. Yeah. But you know, it's a blessing that she has you to cause her to think about something else and maybe question herself, because most people don't question. And yes, I think you're on the right track, dear. I think it's the method. What is going to work? If you're feeling like you're hitting a brick wall, then maybe another approach might be good for her. Maybe reading some self-help books, or talking to people. Maybe even through her church. Or you know, there's just different things people can do to help elevate. I love that word. Their own consciousness.
Okay.
So I don't think you're doing anything wrong, but just look at when does she listen and when does she not listen?
Right.
And that's kind of if she's not listening, then maybe you need to find another way and be sure and respect the fact that she's got to make these decisions on her own.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. And thank you for the call. And yeah, when you're kind of pushing yourself upon someone to make a change, and they're like, yeah, okay, I'm changing. They're not really going to change. It really has to come from themselves.
That's right. The thing is that when you push somebody to change, it's almost like you are the one that's going to benefit from their change.
Right.
And it has to. This is where I say, you know, the trueness to the basic ego is really important. Not the inflated and distorted ego, but basically the you that is you. That's okay.
Right. Yeah, because you know what? When it comes down to it, if you're not going to, make that change and have it be a lasting one, I think that's the biggest
thing
people are looking for. When they are ready to do something, you know, make a major change where it involves a core belief, where they're finally going to say, I'm going to shed this, push it to the side, let myself, you know, be open and experience the things that I think I should, you know, things that I've been holding myself back from. It's got to come from inside, but then you want to also make sure that it stays.
Well, and the big thing, too, change is made more permanent when you start to benefit from those changes. I've seen where people, a woman has come to me, for example, because she has no self-confidence and her self-esteem's in the toilet, and she's just really, you know, just feels like she's being beaten down by her husband. He's dominating her or something. So we start working on this, and we build the self-esteem. We build that core belief that I'm a good person, I'm okay, and helping her to find that strength in herself. And sometimes, the benefit to that is she's going to feel better about herself, but there might be a negative side to it, and that this may disturb the balance of power in the relationship. The husband doesn't, he's built his security and his ego based on dominating and subordinating her.
Right.
And sometimes there's, you know, the benefits can change, or the benefit, whether the benefits are accruing in one direction or another. I hate to see relationships split up, but when somebody's truly ready to stop being dominated, well, nothing's going to stop them.
Yeah, exactly. and once that, you know, again, you go back to the core belief, once that has been, you've been freed from that, freed, because let's face it, it's holding you back. It gets you in bad relationships, makes you, you know, think, oh, this is my lot in life, so to speak, you know?
Right. And every one of these choices we make based on those beliefs keep happening over and over again until we learn the lesson that is there to teach us.
Yeah. It really does sound, and it, because it probably is, the definition of insanity. You keep doing the same thing, expecting a different outcome. But
that's
Ellie,
right.
You're still getting the same thing.
That's right. Exactly. Absolutely. That's a good phrase. I've heard it many times. You know, that doing the same thing with the same painful outcome is one of the definitions of insanity,
right,
for sure.
I keep ending up with the same loser. Nobody likes me. Well, you know what? Maybe there's you got to look inward.
Exactly. So, yes. So the big thing is recognizing who you are versus your beliefs. So many people believe they are their beliefs, and nothing could be further from the truth, because the beliefs we have shape how we express ourselves, but who we really are is usually an undiscovered treasure, and it's the wholeness of who you are as a being. And to uncover that and get that active and get it functioning in a daily way where you don't even have to meditate to find it. It's just there.
It's just there.
As an under carpet, so to speak.
Well, you know what? That's what you're all about. And her name, Ellie Rosell. She's the owner at Core Belief Engineering. You got 15 minutes to spare? Well, then give her a call and find out more. Find out more about the work she does, how it can be better for you in terms of finding and transforming, the root of those mental or emotional or even psychological blockages that are holding you back. 604-536-7402. Or go to her website, corebelief.ca, that's C-O-R-E, belief.ca. Ellie, as always, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
My entire pleasure. I thank you so much.
All right, you got it. Have a great day. We'll be back with more on Elevated Radio right after these words.
You're locked in to Elevated Radio FM. Radio FM. Radio FM.